Good evening. So I'm going to try something a little different for this audio. While normally I would write something for my Ramble Faps to read as I try not to come, I thought this time I would rely on the words of someone else. So I'm going to do a hysterical poetry reading. It's a fabulous poem. It is Venus and Adonis by Shakespeare. And it's marvellous. So I'm going to try, first of all, with my satisfier. Get into position. So this is brand new. I haven't actually used this before. But a friend of mine recommended it and said that it would give me an orgasm unlike any I'd ever experienced before. So high praise. We shall see how that turns out. So I'm just going to get it into position first before I start reading. Okay, so if I get it on right first. Ooh, that's interesting. Okay, this might not last long, so I'm just going to start. Even as the sun, with purple-coloured face, had ta'en his last leave of the weeping morn, rose-cheeked Adonis tried him to the chase, hunting he loved, but love he laughed to scorn. Sick-thoughted Venus makes amain unto him, and like a bold-faced suitor gins to woo him. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Thrice fairer than myself, thus she began, the field's chief flower, sweet above compare, stained to all nymphs more lovely than a man, more white and red than doves or roses are. Nature that made thee with herself at strife, saith that the world hath ending with thy life. Vouchsafe thou wonder to alight thy steed, and rein his proud head to the saddle bow, if thou wilt deign this favour for thy meed, a thousand honey secrets shalt thou know. Here come and sit, where never serpent hisses, and being set, I'll smother thee with kisses. And yet, not cloy thy lips with loathed satiety, but rather famish them amid their plenty, making them red and pale with fresh variety, 10 kisses short as 1, 1 long as 20. A summer's day will seem an hour but short, being wasted in such time-beguiling sport. With this she seetheth on his sweating palm, the precedent of pith and livelihood, and trembling in her passion calls it balm, earth's sovereign salve to do a goddess good. Being so enraged, desire doth lend her force courageously to pluck him from his horse. Oh, God. Oh, this is so different to my normal vibrator. It's like being licked. Over one arm the lusty coursers rein, Under her other was the tender boy, who blushed and pouted in a dull disdain, with leaden appetite unapt to toy. She red and hot as coals of glowing fire, he red for shame, but frosty in desire. The studded bridle on a ragged bough, nimbly she fastens. Oh, how quick is love! The steed is stalled up, and even now, to tie the rider, she begins to prove. Backward she pushed him, and as she would be thrust, and governed him in strength, though not in lust. So soon was she along as he was down, each leaning on their elbows and their hips. Now doth she stroke his cheek, now doth he frown, and gins to chide, but soon she stops his lips. And kissing speaks with lustful language broken, if thou wilt chide, thy lips shall never open. He burns with bashful shame, she with her tears doth quench the maiden bursting of his cheeks, then with her windy sighs and golden hairs to fan and blow them dry again she seeks. He saith she is immodest, blames her miss. What follows more she murders with a kiss. And even as an empty eagle, sharp by fast, tires with her beak on feathers, flesh and bone, shaking her wings, devouring all in haste, till either gorge be stuffed or prey be gone. Even so she kissed his brow, his cheek, his chin, and where she ends, she doth anew begin. Forced to content, but never to obey, panting he lies, and breatheth in her face. She feedeth on the steam as on a prey, and calls it heavenly moisture, air of grace, wishing her cheeks were gardens full of flowers, so they were dewed with such distilling showers. Oh. Look how a bird lies tangled in a net, so fastened in her arms Adonis lies. Pure shame and awed resistance make him fret, which bred more beauty in his angry eyes. Rain added to a river that is rank, perforce will force it overflow the bank. Oh. Still she entreats, and prettily entreats, for to a pretty ear she tunes her tale. Still he is sullen, still he laws and frets, twixt crimson shame and anger ashy pale. Being red she loves him best, and being white, her best is bettered with a more delight. Oh, fuck. Oh. Look how she cannot choose but love. And by her fair immortal hand she swears, from his soft bosom never to remove, till he take truce with her contending tears, which long have rained, making her cheeks all wet, and one sweet kiss shall pay this countless debt. Upon this promise did he raise his chin, like a dive dapper peering through a wave, who being looked on, ducks as quickly in. So offers he to give what she did crave. But when her lips were ready for his pay, he winks, and turns his lips another way. Oh God, I can feel it building. Never did passenger in summer's heat more thirst for drink than she for this good turn. Her help she sees, but help she cannot get. She bathes in water. Oh fuck! Yet her fire must burn. Oh fuck! Oh God! Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. I'm gonna finish the verse. Oh pity, can she cry? flint-hearted boy. 'Tis but a kiss, I beg. Why art thou coy? Oh, fuck. I think Venus would be proud of me for that one. Oh, God. Ugh. This time I'm going a bit more. So, I have my realistic dildo, which I'm currently lubing up. I have a vibrating butt plug and my favourite vibrator, my old trusted friend. So I'm going to put the dildo in my pussy, because I always feel coming. It just feels better when you've got something to clench down onto. Oh, fuck. And then I'm going to put the vibrating butt plug in. It's not too strong, if you can hear that. Just enough to get, you know, get things going. Oh, fuck. Ah, oh, God, okay. I accidentally went up a level when I was putting it in. Ah. Oh. 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 Oh, pity, gan she cry. I have been wooed, as I entreat thee now, even by the stern and direful god of war, whose sinewy neck in battle ne'er did bow, who conquers where he comes in every jar. Yet hath he been my captive and my slave, and begged for that which thou unasked shall have. Over my altars hath he hung his lance, his battered shield, his uncontrolled crest, and for my sake hath learned to sport and dance, to toy, to wanton, dally, smile, and jest, scorning his churlish drum and ensign red, making my arms his field, his tent my bed. Ah. Thus he that overruled I overswayed, leading him prisoner in a red rose chain. Strong-tempered steel his stronger strength obeyed, yet was he servile to my coy disdain. Oh, be not proud, nor brag not of thy might, for mastering her that foiled the god of fight. Touch but my lips with those fair lips of thine, though mine be not so fair, yet they are red. The kiss shall be thine own as well as mine. What seest thou in the ground? Hold up thy head. Look in mine eyeballs, there thy beauty lies. Then why not lips on lips, since eyes in eyes? Art thou shamed to kiss? Then wink again, and I will wink, so shall the day seem night. Love keeps his revels where there are but twain. Be bold to play, our sport is not in sight. These blue-veined violets whereon we lean, ne'er can blab, nor know not what we mean. The tender spring upon thy tempting lip shows thee unripe, yet mayst thou well be tasted. Make use of time, let not advantage slip. Beauty within itself should not be wasted. Fair flowers that are not gathered in their prime rot and consume themselves in little time. Were I hard-favoured, foul, or wrinkled old, ill-nurtured, crooked, churlish, harsh in voice, oh, o'erworn, despised, rheumatic and cold, thick-sighted, barren, lean, and lacking juice. Then mightst thou pause, For then I were not for thee, but having no defects, why dost abhor me? Thou canst not see one wrinkle in my brow. Mine eyes are grey and bright and quick in turning. My beauty as the spring doth yearly grow. My flesh is soft and plump, my marrow burning. My smooth, moist hand, were it with thy hand felt, would in thy palm dissolve or seem to melt. Bid me discourse. I will enchant thine ear, or like a fairy trip upon the green, or like a nymph with long dishevelled hair, dance on the sands, and yet no footing seen. Ah, love is a spirit, all compact of fire, not gross to sink, but light and will aspire. Ah! Witness this primrose bank whereon I lie. These forceless flowers like sturdy trees support me. Two strengthless doves will draw me through the sky, from morn till night, even where I list to sport me. Is love so light, my sweet boy, and may it be, that thou shouldst think it heavy unto thee? Is thine own heart to shine, own face affected? Can thy right hand seize love upon thy left? Then woo thyself, be of thyself rejected. Steal thine own freedom and complain on theft. Narcissus so over, Narcissus so himself, himself forsook. Ah, and died to kiss his shadow in the brook. Ah, oh fuck, oh god, yeah. Ah, ah, oh fuck, oh my god, oh fuck. Oh God. I don't think I even got a quarter of the way through that poem. It is extremely long. But there is one particular verse that I really love that I want to read to you. Fondling, she saith, since I have hemmed thee here, within the circuit of this ivory pale, I'll be a park, and thou shalt be my deer, feed where thou wilt, on mountain or in dale, graze upon my lips, and if those hills be dry, stray lower, where the pleasant fountains lie. Shakespeare knew good porn.